welcome to Nintendo Podcast System episode 46, recorded on the 8th of September 2017. I am Jack Gorn, and I am joined today by some lovely people. First, we have Matthew Gibson.
Hello.
Hello.
Who else do we have?
We have some lovely people.
Yes, I am here.
But Jack, and there is one more person in the chat.
One more person. The wonderful, wonderful Mickey Orchard.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing, Mickey?
Oh, I love being called wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome. I thought I'd give you a nice boost before we knock you down to pieces.
Before you destroy me. Yeah, I know. It's okay.
Exactly. That's what we do.
How
on
is
the
everyone?
We're all good. We've been chatting for 30 minutes before recording.
Yes,
actually, I should
been chatting
timestamps.
Trying to start the podcast, and it's just not gone very far so far.
It's not
so
gone too
we're in.
Great.
You ready?
Ready to go, Jack.
Yeah.
Raring.
What's
in the news?
With everyone, what's new today?
Nothing.
Anything
much.
Happening?
No.
No.
Nothing special.
It's at home.
Oh wait, Jack, you mentioned you have something special to announce.
Did I?
You did. You did. You like? Okay, so for the listeners,
special thing I'm gonna
it's
say.
Just been like when we all started here, Jack was like, "Oh, I've got a guest this time," and I was just like, "Holy shit, Sam's done something."
I do things. Shut your face.
Samuel.
Sam.
Naughty language.
No. Yeah. Never mind. But then, and then Jack was like, "Oh, I've got something even more special," and now he's just like, "Oh, do I?" So Jack.
Do I?
Jack, do you have anything to share? Do you have anything to share with the group?
No.
I'm actually annoyed. You were like, "I have something special," and I was like, "Okay, cool." This is skyrocket.
Well,
he'll remember it in about 20 minutes.
I was just trying to wind you up. I do know what you're on about.
We'll be in really deep discussion about.
So we're going to play a game, right? I've bought something this week, and it's arrived this week from Nintendo. And we're going to play a game. So I'll give you all one guess, and if you get it wrong, you're kicked off the podcast. So Mickey first.
No, give me a minute. I'm looking at your Twitter account. Try to find it.
Okay.
I'll do it fairly.
I don't think I tweeted about this, so for once.
Well, no, hold on.
Which is very rare for me.
Before we go into it, Jack, are you sure this is safe to just announce on the podcast?
Oh, yeah, it's perfectly safe.
Okay, cool.
It's nothing rude, you know.
No, I was just trying to reject legal matters.
That's my other shopping list.
I need to put myself in the shoes of this thing.
Obviously.
Thing?
Obviously, Nicky, it's
going to
be...
Dirty little
thing?
It's going to be an early copy of Fire Emblem Warriors. Come on.
Yeah.
Right,
that's
a no. Sam, what's your guess? Anything?
I didn't get a guess. Where'd my guess go?
Let
the guess go.
Is it something Sonic related?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Next guess? Anyone else? Guess.
Sorry.
If I'm Jack, it would be something either to do with Star Fox or Advanced Wars, so...
Is that your question?
Probably something...
What's Advanced Wars?
Is it something to do with Star Fox? I'm gonna guess.
No.
Oh.
Matthew.
Because you said it wasn't anything to do with Star Fox, I'm now hesitant to say SNES Mini. Because one of the big features Star Fox 2.
I think that'd be the only reason I'd actually get it, but no, it wasn't that either. Any further guesses?
Metroid, Samus Returns.
No, I'm interested. I must admit, I am sort of hesitant on looking at it at the moment, but it's not that.
Is it something to help you play Pokemon Go? Because I've seen you've been playing an awful lot of it recently.
I did catch an Entei this week, but nice. No, nothing to do with that. It is physically here with me right now.
Is it physically here? That could be anything.
Is it the amiibo of number one best girl, Corrin, player 2?
Smash it. I haven't got that.
It's getting warmer, but not that one.
Getting warmer.
Oh, so it is an amiibo.
So it's an amiibo.
Oh, wait, no, it has something to do with best girl, Corrin.
No.
It's
Hug Pillow.
Is it Cloud?
Oh, well, I've got that one previously to the other one. So, yes, I have got Cloud, but...
Shovel Knight amiibo, I don't know.
This week.
Oh, if he had those, I'd be so salty.
I already have the Shovel Knight amiibo as well. So.
No, I meant the other three. But we're talking about that in a bit.
No, not those. We'll mention that further on in the podcast.
Yes.
Matthew!
So it's an amiibo.
It's an amiibo.
Is it an amiibo to
every
do
every single amiibo? To
is begin. It an amiibo to do with Metroid: Samus Returns?
No.
Oh.
Quick to the internet to see what amiibos there are.
There's only like 100.
Bookcase. That's it.
Is it?
You are slowly narrowing it down though, so you're going to get there eventually.
Is it in the Smash Brothers line of amiibo?
I don't think it is.
Technically, yes.
Oh, technically?
Is it like a Super Mario one or something?
It's not a official Super Smash Bros. Collection one, but you can possibly... I think you can possibly use it in that.
Okay, so it's a character that isn't... Oh, is it... Wait, no.
Is it...
Smash.
Super Mario Donkey Kong?
No.
Is it a Legend of Zelda line of amiibo?
Oh, he's getting very warm.
Crap. I gotta load them up. Where are they?
Is it either Majora's Mask, Twilight Princess, or Scarlet Sword?
Ocarina of Time.
Oh, Mickey got it!
Yes!
Mickey got it!
I was like, which Zelda game would Jack play? I know he's a grumpy
shit
old
one,
man, so probably Ocarina of Time.
I have got the Ocarina of Time amiibo, and it's still boxed next to my Cloud amiibo, which is also still boxed, so...
You bugger.
Sorry, Sam.
What's my prize?
Your prize is you get to be a guest on the podcast.
Oh, yes.
Oh, nice.
So, well done, Mickey. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And
you get to
really
be a guest
did...
on the podcast.
I'd like to thank...
So I don't know what that was all about. But anyway, shall we go into the news?
What's in the news, Jack?
Let's go into the news, then.
Tell us what's in the news.
Okay, right. So we're into the news. And what is the news?
Yes.
What has happened this week?
And it's that strong a news, it's like you've been punched in the gut.
Yeah, literally, just like...
It's coming at you.
It's funny that you say that, because there's an update for ARMS.
Hey. 3.0, I believe, isn't it?
I wouldn't know, because I still don't own it.
I believe it's 3.0, which will feature customizable controls. So, especially when you don't feel comfortable with the control set, you can now change them to what you would like for any button.
It's pretty cool. I mean, most PC games do that a lot now.
Mm-hmm.
Change the whole controls however you feel like. It's also good for... people don't think about this, but people like disabled, but not exactly the greatest like hand movements, the fact that you can move the controls around for their liking might be useful as well, so that's pretty cool.
I play with like normal control. I don't ever use the motion control, so
okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Does anyone else have ARMS?
I've got two.
You got two? Wow.
Someone put in the comedy drum roll.
No.
Sorry,
Mitch. Put a tumbleweed sound in instead.
A tumbleweed.
Yeah.
Even better.
Right, so I guess we don't have anything else to say about ARMS. What about the extra character that was mentioned?
That was a new character, yeah.
Oh, I think we talked about that last time. Nola Potts.
We did.
We did talk about Lola Pop.
Mickey, did you on arms or?
Sorry, what?
Got any thoughts on arms at all? Do you have arms?
I haven't got it, no.
Okay. Well, that ends that then. So we're going to the next news item, which is Sonic Forces has got a November 7th release. And this will also come with additional skins for the controllers and costumes within the game. Have you, any of you guys seen the actual costumes for the extra character?
Isn't there a Persona one which looks just horrendous?
There's a Persona 5 one, so that's like the Joker, I believe. I think that's his name? I don't know, I haven't played it yet.
I'm just trying to get it up. Just
yeah, I would have no idea, because I've not looked at
then
Forces
there's the Super
much.
Monkey Ball, Super Monkey Ball one, Jet Set Radio one. I think there was a Puyo Puyo one?
Yes, there was, yes.
Yeah, and then the last one I'm not too sure on.
It was Knights, wasn't it?
Yes, Knights.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, Puyo Puyo, Super Monkey Ball, Knights, Persona 5, and Jet Set Radio. So,
and
yeah.
A control skin.
And a control skin for any of the consoles. They had for PS4, Xbox, and also for Switch as well, which I was a bit confused about. I was a bit confused about because the last people that tried to put these skins attached to the controller found that it didn't stick very well. The controller themselves, so I'm quite confused how it's going to work, but yeah, I suppose that's pretty cool. Extra add-ons and extra things within the game. Any thoughts, gentlemen?
Well, it's nice. It's like
still Sonic Forces, Jack.
Yeah, so a lot of people are getting really grumpy on the internet at the moment about Sonic Forces, about for no reason whatsoever, and yeah, I don't really understand why. To be honest, especially not even played it yet. You know?
I probably wouldn't get it for launch, but it looks alright.
Probably not for launch.
Yeah, I'll be honest, Mickey. I think I'm probably with you, especially when we got quite a lot of other games coming in October. And I'm a Sonic dude. I'm gonna wait and see a bit more gameplay wise before I decide on it.
What was I saying?
I don't know. What were you saying?
I don't know. That's it. I think I might get on the PS4 though, because a PlayStation 4, guys. God, that's right. I'm a
PlayStation
fanboy.
Gibson.
I'm a Sony
get out now.
Stop swearing.
No, because apparently I think on the Switch, Sonic Forces is only on 30 frames per second, whereas on PS4. Is on 60, so I think I may get it on.
Does your TV support 60?
My TV does support 60, but I think I saw one time that the Switch version that supports 30 frames per second, whereas the PS4 supports 60 frames per second. So
let's hope it's not another Sonic Boom.
I don't think it'll be like...
It looks like an actual Sonic game.
Yeah.
The whole Sonic Forces is basically going to be a Sonic Generations 2.
Like Generations
the looks of it.
OC.
Yeah. Mm. And Sonic Generations was great, so I'm not going to complain until I see a bit more gameplay-wise.
Last Sonic game I bought, actually.
Yeah, there you go, see? So hopefully it's a bit more like that, and hopefully they show a few more levels off in the future, and maybe not just copy all the other levels that are in the games, other games, you know.
Yeah, we haven't seen a whole lot of levels, have we?
No, that's the thing. It's just we've not really seen a lot at all, if I'm honest, of Sonic Forces. There's not been a
Green Hill and like a Burning City, and that was kind of it.
Yeah, that's all they've shown so far. So yeah, and a bit on the custom character as well, and the fact that you can change designs and things. But other than that, not shown a lot. So. But wait and see. There might be some extra things coming out in the next couple of months now that they've got the release date of November 7th. So, cool.
Anyway.
Let's move on.
Probably the biggest surprise, I'd say.
The biggest surprise?
Yeah.
Rockstar's studios are bringing L.A. Noir to the Switch on November 14th.
Noir.
Gotta love N.A. Noir signing with L.A. Oshida.
I literally just read it. It's like, yeah, I didn't even think about it. Yeah.
L.A. Oshida.
N.A. Noir.
Nah, don't worry. Sorry.
So,
it's like this derpy detector.
I haven't played L.A. Noir before, no.
You nearly did it. You nearly did it.
I nearly
you
did like... it, to be fair.
Yeah.
No, I've never played it.
But I'm happy it's never coming, nonetheless.
Mickey?
Nope.
It's,
no opinion of it at all.
It's a good game, actually. It's not like Grand Theft. It's got sort of Grand Theft Auto sort of world aspect sort of thing, but it's all story based. You basically have a different case you take on as a police officer, a detective kind of guy, and you go and interview all these people who are involved in like a murder case or arson or whatever sort of case it is, and you've got to use your own detective skills to try and work out whether who's lying, who's not lying, and it uses a lot of face recognition technology. You got to sort of judge them and their reactions to what they say and things. So it's a very clever game. Unfortunately, the whole studio was originally in Australia, and they closed down that studio pretty much straight after it was released because it didn't perform very well on all the other consoles.
No.
It was 360 and PS3 at the time, possibly, I think. So this re-release is coming to Xbox One, PS4 and Switch. So they're going to give it another go, see how it performs. And if it performs well, maybe we'll see a sequel in the future. But it's an interesting one to see that Rockstar are testing the water with the Switch with L.A. Noir. So, you know, I think it's interesting to see what they do with it and how it performs and whether that will sort of convince them to maybe chuck on some other games in their library in there.
I think a lot of companies are like, they're interested in the whole like portability aspect of the Switch, so they're like, oh, we should just chuck out the Noir in there, and then maybe in 2 years we'll put GTA 6 or whatever.
Yeah, the sales of the portable system are basically pushing the whole system to quite a few third party links at the moment. So would you like to see the likes of Grand Theft Auto come into the Switch, if it was possible?
Possibly, yeah.
I think,
interesting.
I don't know, I think... Maybe, I didn't mind GTA 5. Personally, I think it's quite overrated.
Yeah.
It is a good game, but I think... Personally, I don't think it's really... exactly worthy.
You need a dedicated group of friends to enjoy it.
Yeah, exactly.
Properly.
Yeah.
I agree. It's definitely more enjoyable online, I think, personally.
Yeah.
I did enjoy the story of Grand Theft Auto 5 and the whole playing for the three characters.
Yeah.
But I've definitely played a lot longer online than I have through the story mode.
I only found that bit enjoyable for the heist. And that was the only part I was like, okay, this is actually interesting. You know, whereas all the other time I was just like, I have no idea where I'm supposed to be going to progress with the story. So I was just like, I'm not doing it.
Well, that's maybe sort of the game design's a little bit strange in that sort of aspect. Most of the time you just go to the nearest letter on the map and it links you through to the next story mode, the next mission. But I think personally, if they could get just the online Grand Theft Auto mode onto the Switch, I'd be quite impressed to see what they can do with that.
Maybe. I think it'd still be good to have on it, I think. You know.
As a seller for the console, I think it would be very good. But whether it's possible, the way they've got it at the moment, who knows? But we have to wait and see on that one. The other question was Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
So the second one's going to be coming out very soon.
I'd forgotten.
What were your thoughts of that coming to the Switch, possibly?
Probably awesome. Not.
Probably not, but it'd be pretty cool.
It may come down later line, I'm not sure, because it may be too demanding, I'm not sure.
That also has an online mode similar to Grand Theft Auto, that in fact he's got different mission modes involved. And I think the whole design of Red Dead Redemption and the fact that you're basically in a western and fighting off Mexicans and all sorts of things and stopping trains like you would in an old spaghetti western film, it was an interesting sort of area that you could like explore. But I would like to see that in a sort of portable mode, even if it was just the re-release of the first game, possibly. Like a HD upgrade of that game. But, you know, it's one of those we're just sort of guessing at this point, I think. There's nothing we can really say until more's in the release. But looking forward to seeing how well L.A. Noire does on the Switch. So
that's true.
We'll find out.
Indeed.
Cool. So
Shall I announce next bit? News,
I will leave to the wonderful Samuel.
Yes, not Samuel. Yacht Club Games and Nintendo have announced 3 new amiibo for a lovely indie platformer, Shovel Knight. Spectre Knight, Plague Knight, and King Knight will be coming as a 3-pack. There's no date announced as of yet of this recording. I'm keeping my eyes peeled. There's also a advertisement which was done by Aaron Hansen from King Crumbs.
That was absolutely amazing.
And I laughed so hard. It was brilliant. I'm quite looking forward to it. I believe they all have different properties when used in the game. I believe Spectre Knight unlocks a new armor. Plague Knight gets some new abilities. And King Knight is to be confirmed, since the King of Cards DLC has not been released yet.
I mean, it's very soon arriving, though, isn't it? I've seen some.
My eyes eagerly peeled because I want to play the next chapter, because all the stories seem to be interconnected, and I'm really eager to find out the next bit now.
I didn't see if there was any announcement about it, but do you know if this was available for the Wii U version as well, or was it just the Switch version?
They are honouring the Wii U version, I believe.
Excellent, excellent. Because I've got the whole collection on the Wii U, and I'm still in sort of, I'm in an iron whether to get it on the Switch as well, but yeah. I think the fact I can go back to the Wii U anytime and just do the same on there, that's fine. I'll just get the Amiibos for that. So.
I mean, you could buy it on the Switch if you want to play on the go, but like if you can't be bothered for that, then just keep it on the Wii U. It'd be fine.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how they'll release it on the Wii U. I don't know if they'll do it as a separate bit or.
To be fair to the to Shovel Knight, it does work really well as a portable game, especially when I've played the 3DS version. It works really well on there. So
yeah, I like sitting on my breaks and playing them. Like, they're just so fun, and it's easy and a nice quick game to pick up and put down.
You might have convinced me. Maybe I'll have a look again. So, any other thoughts about the amiibos, guys? Are you going to purchase them yourselves?
I've never played Shovel Knight, but I think they look really cool in terms of like character design.
Most certainly be buying them. So, because Shovel Knight's lonely on the
Sam's been
shelf.
Going on about it all week.
Yeah, I mean, when I first saw it, I was quite happy and. It's quite funny because I saw it the night before and I knew as soon as we got onto Twitter or something, I saw Sam has just gone, oh my God, 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 oh my God. And it's like, oh, the amiibos.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, as soon as he saw that, I knew he was going to be quite excited, which is quite funny. But, yeah, I'm definitely interested in getting the amiibos at least. They do look really good. Of course, it's the only preview they've shown off. I don't know if they'll do an adaptation of that for mass market, but we'll see. But yeah, looks nice, looks good. So all three of them.
Just make sure to pre-order them, otherwise you'll never get them.
This is true. Unless you wait for the second wave, maybe get lucky.
In about 6 years.
What I'm curious to find out as well is if you can keep them in the box, like the one you can do with the Shovel Knight and still use it, because I know they take the bottom base off.
So I think they'll probably have learned from that one.
Also, you can take the Switch with you to the game store and just go bip and then, like, you know.
Well, yeah, that's very true. That's very true.
You
I didn't think
about
that.
You could do that with a Wii U, but now you can do it with a Switch, so.
If you do see a Shovel Knight amiibo in your local game or any other local game stores, you could literally just go and plonk it straight on. Or your Game Boy Advance. Oh, Game Boy Advance.
Like,
what was the Game Boy Advance
game
one? I was saying for 3DS. I was looking at Game Advance.
Like Gold Dust.
Yeah. So interesting. So. Yeah. Our last bit of news, apart from our releases, which we're going to announce in a second, Miiverse is finally dead.
Good.
On November 11th. They're going to literally pull the plug and say, no more.
I have never been on Miiverse ever in my entire life.
Okay.
On, like, occasionally, and that was it. It was not something I used quite regularly.
In Splatoon, I don't think I really used it. I mean, when it first sort of came out, I sort of used it for a few things to sort of advertise the podcast itself and a few of the other like YouTube things we do. But other than that, no, I don't think I've really used it. Matt, have you really used Miiverse at all?
No, I didn't really use it all that much. I don't know, because it was like one of those cool little things about the Wii U, you know, it was like its own little community. They tried to do something, they failed miserably, sure, but I mean...
I think I'm going to miss like all the different designs and things that you see that people come up with, but a lot of that they've moved to Splatoon 2 anyway, and it's gone a bit nutty on that game at the moment.
I've just had a thought, if they're closing it down, what happens to all the Smash posts that you see on the Miiverse stage?
They'll be changing to default like stock images.
Oh, so now you're never going to get messages that are like, oh, Blue Soon is a bad character, oh, you're going to lose.
That.
You're never going to get
Shrek and Vegeta.
So I can guarantee the 10th of November, everyone is going to be playing Smash and just literally trying to troll the whole thing. Yeah. Which is going
to
be quite funny.
And I think you can't upload replays to YouTube anymore after that. Which is a bit weird. You can say replays, but you can't upload them to YouTube. I did it like once.
I know you could do it with Mario Kart, but I've never done it with anything else other than that.
I'm not sure if that affects Mario Kart.
Because it was all through the MKTV app, which was inbuilt into the game on the Wii U, and it's not featured on the Switch version. You could literally upload your gameplay. Well, you literally do like a lap of 30 seconds or up to 2 minutes, I think it was.
I think so.
But every time you uploaded it, they just literally took over, and you couldn't like claim any of the copyright of any of because they put music and stuff, in this, which was really weird.
Yeah.
So I've got like 10 videos from America, and I think all of them are copyright striped, so never mind. But yeah, so our overall thoughts on Miiverse, no one really cares.
I think so. Really? Well, like, I don't mind it going, but I think it will still be sad. No.
I think there are other apps and things that do the same thing on the 3DS.
Yeah, well
for instance,
I think
FitNote.
No one uses that either.
Well, there are people who still use it.
Yeah, like 10.
Like if you look at like Kiki from France, he does always little bird animations on that and things like that. So
I think like
and it was Kirby animations.
Yeah, I think their official statement was that they're trying to move to more like mainstream social media, like Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah, I'll definitely try and put a push into that, aren't I? Especially with the fact you can share your screenshots straight from the Switch onto Twitter.
Yeah, that's
Twitter.
A good feature.
Which is kind of what Miiverse was sort of for in the first place, the fact they could share it to places like that. So.
Whereas Twitter is quite better, really. But yeah, anyway.
We all like Twitter, don't we? We're all quite pro-Twitter here, aren't we?
Yeah, we're all on Twitter.
I don't mind Facebook, but I think Twitter is a lot better.
Facebook sucks.
You're not on Facebook?
No, I was a very long time ago, but...
Sick burn.
I don't know, it's just...
Upcoming releases in the next 2 weeks.
Alright.
We have three big games.
Pokken Tournament Deluxe, 22nd of September. Are we going to be getting that
soon?
I
don't know.
I probably won't be getting it right away, personally.
Yeah.
Just because a lot of things are coming out, and I don't think I have the money for it all the time.
It is a good game, and I do like the Sedgeoi's been added to it, so I'm kind of sort of on the fence about buying it. Maybe I'll see the price. And
I will definitely get it before the year is up, I think. I definitely want it before the year is up.
I think the problem is... October, there is a lot of game releases coming out for all consoles.
Yeah, and November.
It's getting to that stage. We need to buy something now before the next payday. Otherwise, we're going to struggle with whatever games we've got to buy next.
Pretty much.
So yeah. It's that sort of stage. It's quite a good time to sort of release it just before the next big payday. So, right, Rayman Legends is also coming 12th of September.
So that's next week. I believe the general, 12th. I believe the general consensus is like, if you've played it on the Wii U, then you're not really getting much here. So
yeah. But if you haven't played it on the Wii U, it's worth picking up.
Go for it. Yeah.
It is a good game.
Because I presume more people have got a Switch for the Wii U, which is weird eventually, to think about, because the Switch has been out for like way less time than the Wii U.
I think it sold 4.5 million last I looked in terms of consoles. I don't know if that's correct, but I'll have to. Which is pretty impressive, and I think at least 1 million of those sales was in Japan. So, crazy. Yeah. Anyone pick up Rayman Legends?
Nah.
I won't be picking up the Switch version though.
No.
But I believe it is a budget like title, so like I think it's like much cheaper than a typical title.
I'm just curious what sort of multiplayer feature. Are in there with the Switch version.
So I believe all the new stuff is that you get some of the other console exclusive costumes. So you get like you get the Mario and Luigi one from Wii U, but I believe you get some that are only exclusive to play PS4 and Xbox One as well. So I think you get some of those costumes, and then you've also got a Kung Foot tournament. Kung Foot being Comfort.
Yes, that is actually really fun.
Yeah. So like the tournament is just a tournament, that's all it really is, and that's really it for the Switch version.
So can we play that with just one Joy-Con each
on
the go?
Yeah, I'd say
well, that's something added that others don't have. You can have it portable and play multiplayer at the same time. There you go. Pretty cool if you're after another multiplayer game. There you go. Next release, Metroid Samus Returned, also known as Metroid 2 on the Game Boy, was that right?
Yeah, it's a remake of Metroid 2, yeah. Return of Samus, I believe.
I think it is.
Metroid 2 was on the Game Boy.
Game Boy. Cool. Are we going to be picking this up?
Yes. I'm not sure straight away, but I will be picking it up.
I may eventually. Maybe.
I was never really too hot. God damn it, Jake. Why'd you interrupt me?
Sorry. Who's going?
I don't know. Jack, you go.
Jack, you go.
Right. Well, I was sort of humming and ahhing about it, and then I saw some gameplay of it this week of how just Samus just sort of running through a few things and shooting away, and it just looks so good in terms of what they've done to it. It's sort of got like the fusion look to it, but all in sort of 3D, like a pseudo 2D 3D look to it, and it's quite a beautiful looking game for the 3DS, to be fair. That's the only sort of reason I sort of considering it, but it's also the problem it's on the wrong console, so you know. Not saying it's not a problem it being on the 3DS, but it's like I would prefer a Switch version at this point.
Yeah, true. We got Metroid Prime though.
Yes, we have got Metroid Prime coming, which is, I'll be honest, I think it's gonna be a definite purchase for me when it comes out.
So I played the Prime games like a lot, and I've never actually touched the 2D ones. Like I played Metroid Prime 3 like start to finish like probably 3 times. Mm-hmm.
If you get a chance, Mickey, I do recommend picking up either Zero Mission or Metroid Fusion on the Game Boy Advance, because they're both quite solid.
You know what? I think I've got one of them on my Wii U, but I'm not sure. I don't think I've played them yet.
I think Fusion possibly is on there. I'm not sure about Zero Mission. So that Zero Mission is basically a remake of the first game.
Okay. Cool.
In Game Boy Advance, it was after Fusion. It just uses that textures from that game, but in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's a pretty good remake, and it sort of gives you a bit more of a tutorial in that game compared to the originals. So it's and it also looks a lot better. So, but yeah, I'm anyone else picking it up? I don't know.
I may do so eventually, not right now, because I'm about to get Fire Emblem Echoes in about 2 weeks, and then
okay,
and then Lady Layton is finally coming out October 6th.
Oh.
So I've still got some stuff to finish up on 3DS. See, I don't know, but maybe, because I've never really had the chance to play a proper Metroid game, so I wouldn't mind this being my first.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I think to be fair, for looking at it, I think it could be a good one to start off if you've never played a Metroid game as well. Once again, it does sort of, it shows you all the aspects of it as you go through it. But maybe they're trying to sort of, it's kind of a hard one, the Metroid, because it never really sold that many in terms of sales, but it's really popular with its own fan base. So it's one of those people always asking for it in that fan base, but then it just doesn't hit the sale figures that Nintendo ever wanted. So it's the problem with Metroid. It's sort of a weird one. I believe Metroid Prime was one of their best rated games that sold the least. So never mind.
That's an interesting statistic to have.
Yeah, it's very strange. Mm. It is very strange.
Most rated, least bought.
Are there any other games coming in the next couple of weeks that people are picking up? Even Nintendo or anything?
Oh,
or?
Well, of course, Danganronpa V3, 3 weeks from now. Yes.
Will you do a whole episode without mentioning Danganronpa?
No.
No, he never will, I'm afraid.
I'll be getting better at it. You know.
Anime was a mistake.
Yes.
Truly, this is
anyway,
an
should we just go into what we've been playing? Shall we go to what we've been playing, and we can mention any other future games in there, shall we? Let's go. This is the What Have We Been Playing section. This is where we talk about all the games we've been playing. Who would like to start us off?
I need to get a drink, so I'll let someone else go first.
Okay. Mickey is our guest. Would you like to start off?
I'll go first. I've been playing a lot of the Nintendo mobile games. I'm playing a lot of Fire Emblem Heroes, a lot of Pokemon Duel.
Okay.
Which is when it came out, I played it for a bit, and I was kind of like, it's not so great.
Yeah, I gave it a go, but I kind of fuss about it.
They added a bunch of new stuff to it, and I kind of got back into it, so I was like, okay, I've been playing that.
What have they added to Pokemon Duel then?
More figures. There's like a special like ranked gym mode. Like every now and then they have like I don't know really because I've been playing it for like a week. But they have like you can do normal games and there's like a ranked system for like gyms. Like the current one going on at the moment is ghost types. So if you bring a ghost type with you, I think it gets like more like attack or something.
Okay, so
I don't have any ghosts, so I can't do that.
Depending what type you use, depends on how you rank up in this.
Yeah, they give you advantages, so there'll be people coming in with like full teams of just ghost types.
Okay.
Your Gengars and your Sableyes and your Bayonets, all that sort of stuff. Mm. Meanwhile, I've got no ghosts at all, so.
How do you get more Pokemon in that game? Is that?
Well, there's always microtransactions, but you know. I'm a student, so there's like daily challenges you can do to get gems and stuff. And I think in said ghost gym mode, you get figures for every consecutive win you have. So if you win a game, you get a box which has like a figure in it and some materials like ore and stuff, which you use to upgrade your figure and like level it up.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I put money into Fire Emblem Heroes because it's good, but I'm not so sure about.
How much have you spent on Fire Emblem Heroes? Do you mind us asking? Or...
Originally, like before summer, like not a lot, but then like some characters came out that I really wanted, and I was like, it's come to this.
Okay.
I did get the ones I want, so it's like it paid off. I can't.
It paid off in your hard-earned money.
I'd say about 50 quid.
Ooh!
Whoa!
Really?
I just heard 50 quid. What's this about?
50 quid is the amount that Mickey has spent on Fire Emblem Heroes
Yeah, well, I still haven't spent. Wait, is this for the Choose Your Legends event?
No, it was for the summer one.
Oh,
but I had some before the
battle. Did you manage to get some of Curran?
No, but I got two Robins and two Tikis, so I'm cool with that.
Okay, two Tikis, that's fine. You know, money sure. Well spent. And you got Robin as well.
And I also got a Ninian, just out of the blue. So that was cool, I guess.
50 quid.
Yeah, 50 quid, though. Well,
on a mobile game.
Yeah, man.
Jesus Christ.
Are you like
that much?
Are you like some stay-at-home mum that does nothing but play mobile games?
I wish.
Now, where's my husband's credit card?
Actually, 50 might have been a bit of an exaggeration. I'll probably,
okay.
Probably 30. Think about it. Yeah.
How much do you spend at each time? Do you just put a straight that amount?
Well, it's funny because if I go to the game now.
Okay.
You just bear with me.
I'm bearing. I'm a bear.
Yeah, the smallest amount you can buy is £1.99, and I bought quite a few of them. Just like, you know.
Ah.
So it's like with Pokemon Jewel, where you use like an in-game currency to get stuff.
Okay.
And like this, you can buy said in-game currency, and the smallest amount you can get is like 3 orbs for £1.99.
Even then,
or
that's
you
not
can get 100, you can get 140 orbs for 70 quid.
That's true. That's
That sounds like a lot of money to me. I don't know.
I think mostly it's just been like the odd 199 here and there.
Yeah.
Not like 50 in one go.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah.
50 in one go is bloody ridiculous.
Yeah. Okay. Like, well, that's fair enough. Because this has been over a few months, though, hasn't it? It's not just been straight away. When was it released?
It came out February. Yeah, they had their 6 month anniversary thing.
Yeah,
7 months. They had a poll when the game first came out to like see who the most popular characters were in like every single Fire Emblem game.
Okay.
And
which
they
one
only
the blue hair?
I can tell you. Yeah, I'll find the top results, but I know the top two for men and women. Top two for men was Ike at first and Roy second.
Roy's our boy.
Probably because of Smash Bros, I'd say.
Probably, yeah.
For the women, second place was Lucina from Smash again.
Girl Marth.
And first place was Lynn, who's I don't know if you know Lynn. Do you know the Fire Emblem Assist trophy of the girl who has
green hair?
Yeah.
The sword?
Yeah, sword.
Well, what game is she originally from?
The original Fire Emblem. The
original one, okay.
Fire Emblem 7, which came out.
Is that the one that got re-released recently?
No, that was E2. Basically, like, Fire Emblem 1 to 6 are only Japan.
Okay, yeah.
And then 7 came out, and they brought that to the West.
That's the Blazing Blade, isn't it?
Blazing Blade.
Hey.
Yeah. Which is the prequel to Roy's game, and you can play as Roy's dad in it.
I didn't realise there were so many.
Oh my god, there's like 15, I think.
15? Bloody hell. There you go.
Yeah, there's a lot. Some of them are like sequels and like remakes,
I know there was
like that.
Some older ones on the SNES and things like that as well, though, but it's just
wow. When did you come out?
A while back. I know Wars started on the NES before that. There was a NES War. And then that had come back to the Advance in this area.
The original on the Famicom was 1990. 1990?
Oh,
that's old.
Yeah,
looks awful as well.
There we go. Cool. So is that everything on FE Heroes? Or is there anything else you want to mention about it?
Not particularly. I've just been playing it kind of religiously every day.
I have been getting more into it now, just trying to farm for orbs just for the Choose Your Legends, because I want all of them.
Yeah, yeah. I've only got one, because it was the free one.
What did you get? Who did you get?
Well, Lynn, obviously.
Oh, yeah, I got Lynn as well. Yeah.
Brave Bow, Life and Death, Horse Buff, GG.
anyone in the audience actually understands what they're talking about, because I don't have a clue. But I hope you enjoy it. So
you're like the old man. He's like, oh, back in my.
I literally don't have a clue at the moment. I feel like I'm out of place and don't know what I'm talking about.
Advanced Wars and stuff like that.
I don't play it during
the Advanced Wars.
I don't play it to the degree of, like, you know, taking into account every skill set and stuff like that, but I do play it a lot now.
I do, like, if I can afford it, like, if I've got the resources. Like, oh, I've got a 5-star Lin, I'll just...
Someone pay Mickey money so he can buy more FE Hero stuff.
Yeah.
There we go.
Join Mickey's Patreon, dude.
Get Mickey's job.
I'm actually in the process of setting up a Patreon, but that's for my...
Ooh.
Like illustration
Ooh.
Stuff. So
Ooh, we'll do shout outs for that in a minute.
When I get it, yeah. It's not made yet, so yeah.
Okay.
Maybe next week.
So you've also played one other game this week, Mickey.
Yeah. I've been playing a fair bit of hard mode for Breath of the Wild.
Oi.
I've been in about 2 weeks I've gone to the Zora domain. And I just beat the boss today, and oh my god, it is awful, because like one of the new mechanics in hard mode is for enemies restore health, like if you don't attack them for a while.
Oh, okay.
And it's really annoying for boss fights because they do it really quickly.
How quickly is quickly?
Like, you just, like, say you get knocked off your feet and you spend about 5 seconds fumbling around. By the time you get up, they're restoring health.
Oh, really?
That
does sound difficult. So is that just for boss fights, or is that for other characters as well?
It's for every single enemy that you can fight for restore health.
That makes it a lot harder than it sounds. Well, yeah.
There's also like these like flying planks, essentially.
I remember that being mentioned in the preview video.
There's like these Octoroks that are like strapped to wooden planks, and they fly up in the air, and they've got like rare weapons on them and stuff.
So it's worth trying to get onto those boards then, if there's like special
weapons. But here's the thing, I learned the hard way that there's not a lot of space up there, and if you're taking on a Lizzlepost, like, on the plank, one of you might stab the balloon and you might just fall to your death.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there you go. Don't do that, then.
I've done it once or twice.
You've played through Breath of the Wild before, yeah?
Yep, on easy.
So I presume you've completed all that on there, or...?
Not completed, but I've seen what happens.
Seen what happens. So are you going to go all the way with hard mode and see get to the end, or are you going to just test a few things?
Oh god,
no, the hard mode saves my new save now.
Okay,
I guess that's the one I'm dedicating to.
So you're stuck now.
Exciting. Yes.
Cool.
I don't know about redoing all the trials I've done, but yeah, whatever.
Hang on, if you've resaved it, then you lost all the stuff you got from all the amiibo.
Sorry?
Like, all the stuff you scared in from your amiibos, is your normal save gone now, then, or...?
No, you've still got the normal save. You do the master mode. Basically, on the main menu, there's an option to, like, play in master mode. And you can tell if you're playing in master mode, because there's, like, a little Triforce in the corner, which is always there. It's tiny.
Always there, hovering, taunting you, telling you you can't go back now. This is hard mode.
Remember, this is where you belong. Yeah. And also the loading screens are orange, which is spooky.
Oh, well, I hope you enjoy dying lots anyway.
Oh, I've already died a lot, so don't worry about it.
cool man, is that everything you've been playing? Is there anything else?
Yeah, I believe so. I've been kind of busy with uni stuff, so not much time for games, sadly.
Anything you're looking forward to playing in next week or next couple of weeks?
Not really couple of weeks. There's a few games coming out later in the year.
Yeah.
Mainly.
What are you looking forward to most?
Mainly Pokemon Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, you're a big Pokemon.
We've had hardly any news on that, have we?
Yeah, I saw this last episode. It's been really quiet. Normally, there's lots of videos and.
It's coming out in like 2 months, dude. And we've only known like there's a new Lycanroc. There's some Zed moves.
And that's it. Well,
that's basically
some,
it.
No map areas or anything like that.
Well, we know the map. There's like a weird portal over Pony Island. Which is totally not Necrozma, right?
No, yeah.
Definitely not a ripoff of Kyurem Black and White 2.
And Giratina from Platinum, yeah.
I guess so.
I'd say I'm excited about it, obviously, but like,
I don't know.
It's like they haven't been giving us enough stuff to be excited about. I'm more excited about the Switch one, to be honest, just because the idea of like HD Pokemon battles. Because I really liked Battle Revolution on the Wii.
Is this the problem though? Is this the fact that they've already announced there's going to be a Switch version? Are people going to be turned off from buying on this?
No, they're probably going to be turned off from buying Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon because we've been told literally nothing.
Yeah. Like, it comes out in, like, 2 months,
There's the new Solgaleo Lunala forms. There's new Lycanroc form. Jangmo-o has a Z move. Necrozma's in it somehow, and that's literally all we know. Mm. I'm not exaggerating. That's actually it. I'm on Cerebi. I can't find anything else.
Oh, wow. There we go. Literally, let's hope there's something else coming in the next month before, and then build up to it this month as well, maybe. But we'll wait and see with that. But
trailers.
I suppose we've got a couple months still, so let's not
November 17th or 11th, I think.
17th, yeah.
Okay,
so who wants to talk about what they've been playing next? Any takers? Anyone? So that's a no.
Jack, what have you been playing?
Jackie, what have you been playing?
Well, to be fair, I've not really played anything different from last week in terms of on the Switch. A lot more Splatoon 2. We did play the Splatfest from last weekend. Was unfortunately on the losing side once again. So
I keep missing the Splatfests. I'm like I wanted Ketchup and Invisibility to win, and they both lost. Yeah. I'm just like, oh, if I'd taken part, they might win.
To be fair, it was a lot closer this time. In terms of, like, it was like literally like a couple of percent out, I think, between each.
I heard there was a lot of stuff with like people on the same teams being paired up to play against each other, and they just being like, "Well, this doesn't count for anything."
Yeah, that was the case with them last time.
It didn't happen so many times when I played it this time. I think we only had like two battles where that happened. I played about 50 battles altogether.
Ketchup versus Ketchup.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but there was a lot of ketchup, really ketchup.
I think the problem is they haven't really announced how that works in the scoring system if you play against your own team.
That's true, yeah.
There's been no mention of that whatsoever, and people will keep asking and just getting no reply. So it's like, come on, Nintendo, at least give us a heads up. Are we helping our team? Are we not helping our team?
They already have our money. They don't care.
That's it. Talking of Splatoon 2, there's been sort of loads of extra weapons that keep getting added, and I tried the bubble blower as a special weapon. It's very strange. You can throw three big bubbles about in these areas, and you've got to spray them with your own ink afterwards to make them explode.
Yeah,
but they do
different.
It is different, but they do spray a lot of ink areas very quickly, but it's very difficult to use because the enemy can just literally spray that bubble and it disappears. So if used the right way with like someone behind you sort of spraying the ink at the bubble at the same time, it works quite well, but it's not often you're in those situations that happens when you're in some areas, you're on your own and things. It's quite difficult to use. But it's an interesting special weapon that it gives you that sort of, should I hit this bubble or should I go for the player kind of thing. It's like it's very tactical is the best way I can sort of say with that. But interesting weapon. Hopefully there's some more coming in the future. Sonic Mania, still playing, not going to stop playing that. So every episode literally Sonic Mania will be in the what we've been playing. I did briefly
a special guest because just like, oh, what's Mickey been playing? We don't know because we haven't spoken to him in like a year.
Yeah, that's it.
With Jack, it's like, oh, but he's playing Sonic again.
Splatoon 2 and Sonic Mania, pretty much. It's going to be the next couple of months until probably Mario Odyssey will probably be added at some point. But Sonic Mania, though, I did do something different this week. I did play the Knuckles and Knuckles mode. I don't know if you've ever heard about this.
Knuckles and Knuckles with Knuckles.
So you unlock the and Knuckles mode by doing some of the medals for the Blue Sphere bonus game.
Oh, God, don't.
And as far as I'm... Oh, do you not like the Blue Sphere mode, Sam?
I'll talk about it in a bit.
Okay. But, basically, I, as far as I'm aware, the Ann Knuckles mode can only be played on a non-saved file.
Okay.
Which I've been quite confused about why, but never mind. You click on it and you literally are Knuckles with an extra Knuckles following you, like it was Tails kind of thing. And it's very, very odd. But I've been told I've not finished it yet, but I've been told it's worth playing to the end of that mode because there's an extra ending at the end.
Oh, yeah, I think I've seen that, yeah.
I've tried to avoid spoilers, so I've not seen it on... I keep seeing pictures of it on the internet, but it does not the full video. There's a full extra video at the end. So, don't tell me what it is, and I'm going to try and get that to the end of that before the next episode, and I'll tell you what happens and things, maybe try spoilers, you know. So, yeah, cool. Other than that, I've been doing a few other things non-Tendo. I've been playing Final Fantasy VII this week because it was the 20th anniversary yesterday of Final Fantasy original American release. So that's 20 years old. That makes
more
me feel
information
even
on
older.
The remake would be kind of cool, you know.
Yeah, that would be nice right about now. But I think originally it was supposed to be released by sort of now-ish, and now there's no information.
Yeah,
about
but
it.
we know from like 15 that they're not very good at saying
very good at
when they're releasing things.
Yeah, didn't that take like 10 years to release in the end?
It started in 2006, I think, because Final Fantasy XIII Versus.
Versus, wasn't it? Yeah, originally.
And then they wanted it as 15 on the 360 and PS3. Then they had it as 15 on the Xbox One and PS4.
Yeah.
And the PC version of 15 is coming out next year, so...
Really? It's going to take another year?
I think like January next year, though, so it's not too long.
That's crazy, that is.
And the director, I think, is a bit concerned about people doing like naughty mods and stuff like that.
He's like,
if you kids do, you know, naughty things, then we're not gonna have another Final Fantasy on the PC.
This is what I didn't quite understand with I don't know if you know heard about Sonic Mania's DRM issues and stuff on Steam.
I did hear about that.
I just don't understand why they just won't let people do stuff to it, because it's a hacked game pretty much anyway.
It's made by the community, basically.
So surely they would want them to use... I just don't understand it. Very stupid, if you ask me, but never mind. So, other game has been playing. Sonic 3D I started. I released a video on my channel of that. I got really angry because Sonic Mania wasn't recording properly on my laptop.
Aww.
So I thought, you know what, bugger it, I'll go play a different game. And I just went and played Sonic 3D. And got massively angry with it while playing. So, if you want to hear me rage about a game which I'm not really that interested in playing, go and watch that because it's quite funny.
Yeah. Okay.
One special shout out actually this week. I've been playing Command and Conquer as well. That had a 22nd year birthday anniversary, whatever you want to call it, this week as well. I've been talking a lot about Command & Conquer on my Facebook page on Gorny7789, and lots of people have been chatting to me about Command & Conquer and their sort of experience of playing it. There was an interesting one, because me and Si from Norwich, Street Pass, wherever, Nintendo Players Norwich, nearly said Street Pass, we were talking about the Command & Conquer version on the N64. So I don't know if any of you have played that or not.
No.
So basically, all the original grey carts on the N64 were all same size, same shape, and everything. But the interesting thing about Command & Conquer's version, it was a lot heavier, and it was a different sort of shape and style compared to all the other games. Now, I haven't had this confirmed, but I've been told it's quite a lot heavier than other games. So... if anyone has that cartridge, can you and you're listening now, can you please let me know. Does it weigh a different size, and if so, why? I'm just curious of it. If anything, why? But it was a later on game. I was told there's a lot more they did to it to get it onto the N64 they did it to wind up Square, basically, from the sounds of it, because of the fact that they couldn't put Final Fantasy VII onto the cartridges. They they said, well, we can put Command and Conquer on the cartridge. Why can't you put Final Fantasy VII on the cartridge? It was like a dig at them, apparently, looking into it. So it's quite an interesting little read into it and study. But yeah, very strange. Very strange indeed. Yeah, other than that, basically nothing. I did, like I said at the start, I did catch an hentai on Pokemon Go this week. So that was cool. That was fun. Not a lot. So either Sam or Matt, do you want to speak about what you've been playing?
I don't mind. Who goes? Oh, should I go then?
Go on, Matt.
All right. So I'll get the ones that you guys hate out of the way first. So, Danganronpa 3-3.
Danganronpa!
There's a demo that came out that was revealed a good while ago, but basically it's with the English dub, which I think is really good, much like Danganronpa 2. But yeah, like, I think there's been a lot, the general census on Persona 5. So that game has like a lot of style, you know, like in the UI, in the menus, you know, just in terms of like its aesthetic as well. I think Danganronpa 3-3.
I don't know. I've never played it.
I remember getting into this discussion. Like, I swear you, how have you not heard of Persona 5? You know. Anyway.
Because I've never played it.
You must have heard about it, though. Anyway, moving on.
I've heard of Persona, but I never really played them, to be honest. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a fairly stylish game, like, much more so than the ones before it. The environment is much prettier. The UI is just a lot cleaner. You know, all sorts of stuff, and I just can't wait to play it in 3 weeks. That's my rant that nobody wants to care about. Anyway, the next one. I've obviously been playing Fire Emblem Heroes. I talked about this just
now.
Yeah,
boy!
Hey. I've been trying to get another character on that Choose Your Legends banner. I ended up getting Lynn again. I know, it's tragic.
No, that's cool, because you can merge one Lynn with the other Lynn, then she'll get one more point in speed, and she can double more people.
Yeah.
Lynn.
Lynn.
Oh, jeez. I don't even know what's that. Never mind. But yeah, like, I am playing it. They recently added the support system. I don't know if you talked about this, Mickey, or...
I didn't, actually. I completely forgot about that.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like, I haven't really used it all that much myself yet. I've made...
Can I say something about it? Like,
go on.
It's kind of cool, but weird at the same time, because you can take any character that's in the game and you can, like, give them, like, a buddy. So you can take, like, I don't know, Ike and the character who killed his dad, and they can be, like, best friends.
Hey.
That's pretty weird.
Can they hug it out?
You killed my dad, but let's go for a couple of pints, you know. Talk it out.
No, we did that last week, and you turned up an hour late.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't kill my dad. Yet. I just went out with my dad. Anyway, yeah, I made Celica my support, like my summoner support.
Who have you chosen as your main person?
That's what I said. Celica is my summoner support.
Oh, Celica. Yeah. Oh, okay.
I've wanted to be powerful, but that's just judging from my experience.
Mm.
But I'm still gonna give it to her just so she could have that extra HP, so she could always try to be a max power.
I went with Lynn just to give her even more speed.
Yeah, fair enough. What else? I don't know, I'm really liking it. I'm gonna try and get as many points as I can on the Tempest Trials.
I've already got 10,000.
Oof. Yeah, I think I'm like 4,000, I think, maybe. I need to play a bit more.
Meanwhile, Jack and Sam are just snoozing away.
Yeah, that's fine.
Sorry, what? I just woke up.
Yeah.
just talking about ourselves, Mickey. I think it's still very fun. It's a very fun game. It's actually got on decent support, unlike a game Niantic has developed, but anyway, let's move on. I returned to Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney Trials and Tribulations, because I think I haven't been on that in like at least a good year, I believe. So I ran a return to it. It was on a trial about this thief, Masked Mask. Have any of you guys played Phoenix Wright before? I don't think Sam and Jack have.
No, Mickey, I've seen a few people play it, but I've not played it myself.
Mickey, have you?
Nope.
All right.
Object.
Yes. Yeah, that guy.
Overruled.
They don't say that. I think only Marvel versus Capcom. I don't know. Oh. So when I returned, I was in the middle of a case. I was in the middle of a trial. So I had no clue what any of the evidence or anything like that was. I was just like, I don't know. But I had a faint idea.
It's not really a game you can put down and come back to then.
Not really. Because the other thing as well is, like, I don't think it's necessarily a good one to pick up and play. You're like, well, it's easy to do, because it's just like, it's at its core is a visual novel, you know.
Right.
But it's not like, oh, I'll do a quick trial, because those trials go on forever. You know, it's better if you're like just sitting down, you're relaxed, and you go through like as much as you can, as much as you want to, rather than, I've got 5 minutes, I'll play some Phoenix Wright, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the next 2 hours of my life gone.
Yeah. True. But I did manage to finish that first case, and I managed to finish this one about I think it was titled Recipe for Turnabout. But yeah, you know, it's really fun. I'm planning on finishing it. I don't know when. I still need to finish Pokemon and Fates first. I know, I still haven't finished it. I'm like on the last couple chapters of Revelations.
Meanwhile, I'm on like my 8th playthrough of Fates.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, that's alright. Like, you're Fire Emblem and that, you know. So.
Yeah, basically.
Fire Emblem and Pokemon.
That's a good combo.
I don't know, I've been easing off Pokemon for largely.
Fair
enough. Because we haven't had any blooming updates in like 2 years, have we?
Yeah.
Nintendo.
Well, there's lots of Mega Evolution things going about at the moment. But other than that...
Oh, goody. Where's the new game stuff, Nintendo?
There's the Nintendo movie that's coming out. Hey. The movie seems pretty cool. I want to see that in the cinema.
Let's go to the cinema in Southampton to go see it.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Because Matt's here now. Oh, my
God. Well, I will be there in about 2 weeks.
Let's go see Pokemon. That'd be awesome.
Oh, that'd be hype.
That sounds like a date.
Maybe it is a date, Jack, and you're not coming. What was I on about? Oh yeah, Phoenix Wright. Yeah, it's still good. I want to finish it, but I've got other things to finish as well. On the 3DS before I get Echoes and Lady Layton.
I think there's just so many games to play.
There is.
There's so many games.
I'm struggling. I also got arms.
I've got two.
You finally found them.
I finally found my arms after almost 19 years of my life. I finally got my arms back.
Why is that joke still funny?
It's not funny. Well, it's funny because it's not funny.
It's funny because it's not funny.
Exactly.
Coach struggle, I had to use my legs.
That's the next version. That's the next game.
Legs. No, it is really fun. I got it when my mates come round, and I think it is. I think single player wise, it has something there. You know, the Grand Prix mode is quite fun. It's very challenging, the Grand Prix mode. Like, even like level 3 out of 7. You know, the AI can be pretty tricky. I still have yet to try out. Yeah.
You wait till you get to level 4.
Yeah, I still have to try out online mode. I haven't done that yet.
You have to do level 4 to be able to unlock online
That's what I'm scared of. Yeah. I don't think I'd be bothered with ranked. I can't be bothered with ranked on arms. But I think it thrives on local multiplayer. Because that's all, like, my mates wanted to play, just because it was that good a local multiplayer, you know. I think that's where arms will thrive. So I think it is, it doesn't have a whole lot there, admittedly. It does lack content, but I think it is definitely a local multiplayer game. It's meant to be that way, yeah. I think. That's what I think. But yeah, it's still fun. I'd say Ribbon Girl may be my favourite.
Yeah, Ribbon Girl!
probably. Maybe Max Grass as well. Who else? Not who else. What else? Ah, yes. Mario & Rabbids Kingdom Battle. I got that. Picked it up.
Oh, good. Yeah, very good.
I saw you were playing that earlier. How was it?
Very good. I'm really enjoying it so far. Yeah, right, because I remember when I went to Type Japan, I was like, you know what, don't sleep on this. This could be like a really cool game.
I can't remember the last time Rabbids were like
popular,
relevant in any way. But like, I've seen like dudes playing it. It's funny, and it like it's kind of like XCOM Fire Emblem-y in a way.
Yeah, like I think you'll like it, Mickey.
Yeah, I think I would as well if I had money.
Yeah, buddy, yeah. But yeah, it's very good. I think it is worthy of the praise so far. I'm on world 3 right now.
How many worlds are there? Do you know?
4. There's 7. 4 worlds.
There's only 4. I thought
only 4. So, like,
based on Mario logic, I thought it'd be
like, there's just a generic grassy area. Although it's quite pretty, to be fair. Sorry. What else? The sandy area. That's also mixed with like ice, so it's like a
sherbet. There's icy desert area as well.
Yeah, so it's called sherbet desert. So it's like a mixture of ice and sand.
It's a super spooky area.
Yeah, that's the third area. That's where I'm at now.
I mean, I think I saw the intro video. From when you sort of get sucked into the Mario world.
Yeah, it's,
and I think from that point on, I think I was really interested in it. But
I think that beginning animation was really well done, really well animated.
Yeah.
But the in-game stuff looks quite good as well. Definitely not as pretty, of course, but it's still quite good. But I think the rabbits, in terms of the comedy, I think the rabbits are definitely the highlight. Yeah. Just save them being like...
Rabbits have always been quite funny in games, haven't they?
They have been, yeah.
The games just seem to suffer afterwards.
They're like they're like minions, in a way, and I hate minions, so I'm not sure like how I feel about the rabbits.
I much prefer rabbits than minions.
But Rabbit Peach and Rabbit Mario are kind of hilarious.
My favourite
feats in a game is Assassin's Creed Black Flag. You can get a mode just with all the enemies being rabbits. So hilarious to look at because they're all the rabbits.
I didn't know about this. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it is an actual.
Oh my god, I got to look this up.
I did not notice that. Yeah, I've got to look it up as well.
That sounds great. It's like a pirate ship on the horizon. And it's just full of rabbits going.
Yeah, but it is quite funny when you try and attack a pirate ship. I think in terms of rabbits in most of the games, it's always quite a comedy sort of aspect to it. Yeah. It's always quite funny, but
they are quite charming in this. To be fair, I'm not too fond of Beepo. That's like the I don't know. Beepo's alright. That's like the little guide character. That's the one that speaks.
The little Roomba thing.
Yeah, like the little like white disc that you use to guide your characters.
Yeah.
It's alright.
I can't think of any like immediate flaws with the game.
Nothing.
It looks good. The music's amazing. The gameplay.
Music is really
pretty good as well. It's funny.
I think if there's only 4 worlds, how long was that?
Yeah,
gonna take?
So that's what I was gonna get into. So each world is comprised of 9 chapters, each being comprised each chapter having around about 2 maps in each.
Okay.
Some are free. The final, the 9th one is always a boss one. That's always just the one battle. But I think I've seen that it's not that long of a game. I believe 20 hours.
Sounds like about 80 levels altogether or something around that. So that's still...
Yeah. But you've got a good amount of replay value. So you've got... after you complete a world, you get a special ability that will allow you to go back to the exploring aspects.
Yeah.
Of the game.
Like, you can push blocks.
Yeah, exactly.
Or
I was like,
jump.
You can't jump. You actually can't jump. I find that really, like, odd.
You can't jump.
No.
Don't get the wrong idea.
You can't jump.
No jumping in Mario game.
Absolutely not. No. Well, you can team jump, but you can't, like, jump and, like...
Oh, yeah, you can bounce off the heads.
Yeah, you can't, like, explore. When you're exploring, you can't just normally jump. I find that really off-putting.
I'm trying to think of another Mario game where there's no jumping, and I'm struggling at the moment. Maybe Mario Picross or something stupid like that.
Sure. Yeah, the combat is very... I think it's got a good balance of, like, it allows for complex strategies. It allows you for that, but it's not too demanding. It's not too off-putting. So, like, if you're beginner to this kind of game, I think you can get the gist of it quite easily. You could get, like, a knack for, like, okay, so I could do this with that character, I could do this on this turn.
Peach is, like, a healer.
Mm.
And, like, Luigi's, like, a sniper with a, like, a turret.
A mini turret, yeah.
What about the best part of Luigi being in the game?
The dabbing thing.
Dabluigi.
Dabluigi. Oh, that's the title. No, I refuse. I refuse.
Nasty stare. Now it's the dabbing Luigi.
I don't know. It's a very good game. Quite charming. But yeah, as I said,
unexpectedly good. I'd say
it is. Like, you could do.
You don't get often with games. You either get like with Zelda. Oh, this is gonna be good. Or like, you know, with some other game, this is probably going to suck, and it does suck, but you don't often get games that you think are going to be rubbish, but they end up being good.
Hmm. Like, I remember, like, when it was first revealed, it was like, oh, this is going to be terrible, what are they doing? This is the end.
Have it, oh, no. Yeah. And then, like, oh, not too bad. Quite funny.
But yeah, and when it was first revealed at E3, and we saw the crying Ubisoft man, and we're like, okay, this could be something.
I love the crying Ubisoft man. Yeah.
He's a legend, you know.
He's lovely.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Like, it's clear that, like, they put a lot of love, like, care into the game.
Huh.
You know, they truly do care about the game itself, not as a product. Hmm. And I think that's what makes it special as well, because you can see that, because it's just very well-built game, I think. I think some criticisms, the exploring portions, they're good for breaking the action, but sometimes they could be a bit too long.
Well, most of the time it's just backtracking to get stuff you've missed, really.
Yeah.
Or do challenges.
Well, yeah, but like when you're... Yeah, so like, say in a typical chapter, you do a battle, and then there'll be an exploring phase where you move to the next section, so you move manually. So sometimes it's going to be a bit too long, but sometimes it's going to be good just to see the scenery. Solve some puzzles to get more items and stuff like that. But yeah, I'd definitely say if you're a fan of strategy games, definitely pick it up.
Yep, that's me.
Let's move on to a wonderful Sam, then.
What have you been playing, Sam?
Well, thank you so much. Oh, God, Matthew, you're passing on to me.
Cough.
Good thing I stopped talking.
I've played quite a few things. Probably
tell.
The first thing I'd say is everybody knows how much I love Shantae. They released the new DLC for it, which... I wasn't expecting so soon. Basically, you get to play Risky Boots' side of the story.
Oh, Risky
Boots. So you play as the villain, and you play the her side of the story, and it's brilliant. It's really funny, and it's like the voice actor's done so much for this piece of the story as well. I was really surprised. And it's so funny. It's just brilliant. Like, you start off with, like, I think it's the bit where they attack the town. She's like, "Oi, what are you doing? You're supposed to wait for me." You have to go teach all her own minions lessons. Quite unusual. But you go around collecting, like, parts and things for, like, the machine, which is at the end of the game. It's not a very long DLC. It's good for the story. It's good for what how much I paid for it. And it's nice to sort of, like, be able to play as the villain instead of, like, the hero. It was a good piece of DLC. I played Arms. I think it was last episode I said I was going to the NEC, wasn't I, guys?
Jack and I haven't watched it.
Sorry, Jack, say again.
I said I was going to the NEC to compete in that tournament for Arms.
Yes, you was.
That one.
How did it go?
I
you told me, and it was funny.
I got my butt kicked.
Oh, really?
Across the floor quite badly.
Oh, no.
Just smeared Sam all over the carpet stuff.
But, like, basically, you got to remember, these are, like, the top 16 people from the tournaments. And
There
was some fierce competition. I mean, I got knocked out really quickly, and then I went into the loser's bracket. But the guy who I faced in the loser's bracket, like, at least it was a bit more of
Was it more fair?
It felt a bit more like one-on-one, and the guy who played...
Did you, like, kick his ass at least?
Nah, it was close. It was pretty close, but he won. So basically I ended up being out within about an hour and a bit, so...
Oh, well, at least you went and had a nice time there.
Which kind of leads which kind of leads on to the next load of games I've been playing. I played Super Mario Odyssey. I went to go play the demo.
Oh, dude. What? Oh, my God.
How is it?
It's amazing. I mean, it controls well. It looks amazing. And the funny thing was, is there's two levels you can do. You can do the desert world or the Metro Kingdom. And most people apparently had gone to the Metro Kingdom, which is really weird. And the guys were like, I went to the Sandy Kingdom, and the guys who were there were like, "Oh, did you get the sombrero costume?" And I was like, "Yeah." He goes, "We've been here all weekend and no one's gone and got it." And I was like, "Oh, okay." So they were really excited to see me get to the bit with the pixel, like, Mario, because you go in a pipe and then you come out like a pixel Mario, and it's 2D. And they were like, "Oh my God, that's awesome." It was really good fun.
Someone got someone got the thing. We can go home. Yes.
Forget this. Everybody go home. But no, it was brilliant. I also played Pokken Tournament DX as well.
I've played the demo. Yeah.
I still haven't got that.
It's good. It's Please, really it's good. The new characters are quite nice. Quite refreshing. I played as a Scizor. Probably going to be another main. I'm probably going to main him, like, some of my other ones. I tell you what, I was like, I've got to see the mega, like, the final move, the rush move. And oh my God, I wasn't disappointed. I was just like, oh my God. It's just like all out blasting and mega scissor. And
does he use a pair of scissors?
Oh my God.
Snip.
Grief. It was really good. I played against I was on my own, so they paired me up against this kid, and I must have played pretty well. But he chose a character from, like, the original roster, so he was familiar with what he was doing, and I was there like,
what does this button do?
Oh God, I got it in the end, but it was a good game. I definitely probably consider getting it on launch. Possibly.
Yeah, and here's the thing, like, the Wii version, that didn't do so well, but since the Switch has sold well, and you can play it on the go with your friends and all that sort of stuff, it's probably going to do, like,
way better.
Yeah, well, the fact that you got like two controllers with you makes it easier.
I think like
Come back to my place and play on the Wii U.
I think even on the Wii U though, I think it sold more than 1 million though.
Oh,
I think
it sold
better than like even Street Fighter V.
Wow.
Which is kind of saying something.
Yeah.
Go for it.
I've been practicing Splatoon 2 because I've been invited to go to. I think it's like we got a tournament for all the southern Nintendo players groups. So we're looking forward to going to. I think we're apparently rumor is we're going to Nintendo HQ in Windsor.
Fancy.
To go participate in the tournament. So.
Oh, I thought it was at EGX though.
No.
Again.
No, there's. I think that was the UK ones. This is the Nintendo Players ones.
Oh. Oh, I thought Nintendo Players. Okay. I thought that was just another way to get into the EGX one.
Not that I'm aware of, but.
All right.
So yeah, I've been practicing, like, trying to like different weapons and like. The annoying thing is, if you want like pieces of like certain abilities and gear, you have to like earn the abilities, then wipe the gear or scrub it clean. So then you have to you get like ability chunks, and then you have to have like 10 of those to put the ability on into a slot. Oh god, like, oh, it's a nightmare. And when you don't have a good run with people, it just takes ages.
I think I definitely need to get back into playing. Splatoon 2, actually.
Yeah, I finished the story, finally.
Yeah, how did you find it after my comments from last time?
I like how they didn't make it so, like, big and, like, a track to follow round and stuff.
Oh, really?
But I was a bit disappointed that it didn't feel any bigger, like, any better, and, like... After like the whole story and stuff, I was just like, "Oh, that was kind of, you know, meh." Is that's my rating? My rating for the story is meh.
Meh out of
a meh out of 10. So
I think the thing is with the story mode in Splatoon, it's like, it's just a light-hearted game, so they can't really go too into depth, I guess, but.
Yeah, it just felt a bit like, oh, it's the same story as last time.
Yeah.
Pretty much, except...
It is, yeah.
Yeah, except it's just like, oh, one of the Squid Sisters is missing. That's it.
But like, it's so obvious that she's up to something evil with the Octarians. And even then, it was just because of brainwash.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. I was like, oh, bugger. But other than that, I've enjoyed... like some of the new weapons, some of the stars. I still got to try and get enough level to be able to use the bubble blower weapon, but I one thing I'll say is I hate the sloshing machine. It's a nightmare to go against. It's oversized, overrated tumble dryer, and they've luckily nerfed it in the recent patch.
Oh, don't you mean the tri-slosher?
No, the sloshing machine was the annoying one.
No, I swear it was the tri-slosher. That was, like, the one going through the whole community.
No, it's the sloshing machine as well. But they nerfed it. So it was too OP.
No, the tri-slosher was the one that was too OP. No one gave a shit about the sloshing machine.
But they've both been nerfed. I've read the patch notes, and my ink brush got a boost, so I was like, yes,
nice.
Finally. But hey ho, that's what I've been playing.
Fair enough.
To Jack's delight, I have got Sonic Mania.
Hey.
Yay!
I caved and was like, yeah, oh, fine. And I must admit, it's playing really. Well, so far I'm quite enjoying it. It's kind of still like the same as the original Sonics, but with all those, there's loads of new added elements, and the music's nice, and the mini game of like Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine.
That was really
cool.
I was like, what? Hang on a minute, what am I doing? And I was like, oh my god, I haven't played this in years. I was like, it's brilliant. It's not an overly difficult level of the mini game, but it was still really fun to play. I was like, oh, this is so cool. Yeah, it's just some of the new elements help to keep it quite fresh. The music's brilliant. And right, Jack, the Chaos Emerald thing, the Mac mode, is it?
The what? So you have to get the Mac speed, yeah.
Oh god, I've managed to get 3 Chaos Emeralds, but it's so difficult, especially when, like, as you go further along, there's less walls to stop you falling off, the rings and you sort of like start to run out of rings, you panic and you're like, oh god, like, oh, I'm not gonna catch up.
My tip with it is, on your first lap round, collect all the rings as quickly as you can, and then the second route, get all the blue orbs, because at least then it gives you that extra time limit to go around the whole lap kind of thing. But also cut corners by jumping. That's literally the best way you can do it.
Yeah, I don't like so many little invisible walls though. Like, you think you're gonna jump and cut it, and then it's like, oh, invisible wall, and I'm like, damn it, now wasting more time. And like,
yeah,
some
it's
of
kind
the
of frustrating
as well. It's like, it slows you down as well, and I'm like, no.
I've heard that a lot of people are struggling with the fifth one as well, because it's a little bit harder and it's smaller, like you're saying, like there's more gaps to fall down on and things like that, so it's quite difficult.
Well, I failed one. I've still got 3 more to find as well.
The good thing with the special stages is once you've completed the game, you can go back to the first level continually and just keep going doing the special stages on the
I know where
same
all of them are, so I was just like, oh, there, there is, go quick, jump in.
You'll get the gist of it. It just takes a bit of time and practice with it, if I'm honest.
Yeah, I mean, other than that, I look forward to carry on playing it and see what else there is.
How far have you actually got so far? Did you?
The battery, the flying battery.
Flying battery zone. Yeah, so about the fourth. Yeah. That's cool. Nice one. Good job.
Yeah. All the shields and things are pretty cool as well. I love the return of those.
I've been watching Lucky Hit do a playthrough of Sonic Mania, and I've got to give a shout out to them because their spotting of references is spot on. There's so many little things that I didn't notice that they pulled up, and I was like, wow, that's so cool. So if you get a chance,
give us a few references.
Well, on Studiopolis Zone.
Mm-hmm.
That you might have seen, that there's like a van you can go into.
Oh yeah.
When you get zoomed out of the van by this like little like light trail, you sort of get hit all over the place, then you explode in back into the world.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a sound effect that launches you up when you launch up. That sound effect was used in Sonic Spinball for a transfer in between the upper and lower.
I know what that is.
Sections.
Yeah.
So it was like, yeah, it is, isn't it? I like, as soon as I heard him say it, I was like, wow, that is such a great reference. It's something so small. But Studiopolis Zone itself, there's loads of references to all the old games in there. And there's a TV set that's in that you smash out of as well. That was basically a Game Gear that you smash out of. It's like, wow, okay. So yeah, it's really there's some.
It all happens so quickly. It's just
There is one more on Studiopolis Zone. The Robotnik boss. I don't know if you remember him. You've got the chicken changing the weather.
Yeah.
When he goes onto the sun, the actual picture for the sun was in the instruction booklet for Sonic 1, And it was a warning in the instruction booklet to say don't leave your cartridge out in the sun. And it had a picture of the sun in it, and they reused that same image from that and put it in the game.
Oh, that's amazing! Yeah, like, this is why, like, I mean, it's not good for the company if obviously like games are being made and it takes away from the main company. But at the same time, they should maybe like get these people in to be involved in game development.
Yeah.
Christian Whitehead's team have basically made Sonic CD port. They've done the Sonic 2 and Sonic 1 ports for mobile, and now Sonic Mania. All four of those games have been probably the best released Sonic games in the last at least 5-6 years, I think, in my opinion. But probably in some people's cases, the best in 15 years. But, you know, it's like, yeah, give him the job. Let him carry on doing what he's doing. Yeah. He's doing a great job, and the rest of the team with him as well. So,
yeah, definitely. Agreed. Very agreed. I think I've kind of exhausted everything. I'm out of games to discuss.
With us done.
So, with that, then, I guess we're going to move on to the last section.
Let's go to the shoutouts. So, here we are in the shout-out section. We've actually received a question this week from Topic Nintendo. What Nintendo games do you think are underrated and overrated? Any thoughts, anyone?
I think we have had one question before on overrated Nintendo games. Jack, you replied with Fire Emblem, which made me quite angry. And
I think I replied said, again.
What? Yeah, that's right. He said Fire Emblem right in front of our faces and his family and all his friends. And everyone he cared about, and they all turned on him.
And next week, Jack's being replaced with me. So
yeah, exactly.
Ah, that's the plan, is it? Right.
That's our secret plan all along. We're making this into Fire Emblem podcast system now.
So underrated, overrated games. Come on, we've got
to. Who wants to start off?
I'm gonna piss people off, but I want to say I want to say Zelda's a bit overrated. Yeah, sorry,
Mickey. Why are we friends with you?
What do you mean Zelda's overrated? Which what parts of Zelda?
I don't know. Like, I was playing Twilight Princess, like the HD remake, like the other day, and it's like one of my favorite games of all time. And I was just getting back into it, and I'm just like, it doesn't feel the same. Like as when I played it when I was younger.
I can
nostalgia.
I agree with that. Yeah, HD one is it feels different. I know what you mean, but
I'm not saying it's a bad game. It's a great game, but. And kind of with Breath of the Wild as well.
Go on, Sam.
No, sorry. Sometimes you just don't know when you're going to say something. But I was going to say, I can kind of relate, basically, because like when you play a game again, and you're like, oh God, it's that part. I hate going through that part. And it just sort of feels like, oh, what was all the big hype about? And it's the first time, it's just like, oh yeah, great. But
is it? Because we're playing through it again, does it feel more like a chore to do it? Or
kind of. I'm getting out of Breath of the Wild right now because I've done it twice on easy, and now I'm doing it on hard mode. I'm just like the elephant divine beast took me like 10 minutes. Five of that was like the boss fight. I was speeded through, got all the things. I was just like, well, that's ticked off. Next on to the next one.
Mickey's next playthrough is speed running Zelda Breath of the Wild. So.
100%. Every single 100%. Cycle is done.
Yeah, 100%. He'll be the world record holder. He'll be in the Guinness Book of Records next year. So there you go. Cool. Anything else underrated or overrated? Anyone?
I can't think what would be underrated.
Underrated's more difficult, I think.
Does it have to be like a specific Nintendo IP?
Well, it says Nintendo games in the question, but if you've
I'm tempted to say Monster Hunter.
That's actually not a bad show, I think.
I don't know.
He's under the radar, to be honest. I'm not sure. Audience know it, kind of thing.
I know there's like the diehard Monster Hunter fans, and I'm not really one of them. I started with a 4 Ultimate on a 3DS.
I think mine was and 3 that on the good. Wii U.
Then Generations came out, and that was alright. And then we didn't get Generations X. I'm so okay.
I'm not sure. I don't think Monster Hunter is necessarily underrated.
I'm just saying, have faith in the West. Release the games in the West. We're getting World, which looks amazing, but
Maybe Nintendo give it maybe Capcom give it an underrated sort of thing themselves. The fact they won't release it in the West as much.
It's a shame World isn't coming out on the Switch.
Yeah.
I mean, it probably wouldn't be able to manage it, honestly. But
isn't there another Monster Hunter game out this week?
Monster Hunter Stories.
Oh yeah, Stories.
But even then, I believe.
But then again, even with that, I believe Nintendo is publishing that themselves.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So, I don't know. I don't think Monster Hunter is. I don't like it personally, but I think within the core Nintendo audience, they know what it is and they do recognize it as. Inazuma 11, on the other hand. That's a true title.
There's a difference between like underrated and like just hardly any games for the series.
Yeah. I don't know, let's say Rhythm Heaven, Rhythm Paradise over here.
That's a good shout. That's a very good shout.
Because it is just a fun series. There's not a whole lot of games, but it's not really high on a lot of people's radars when Megamix came out.
About Dr. Kawashima's brain training.
I'm tempted.
Big Brain Academy.
I'm tempted to get the one on 3DS just to train myself for uni. Just like a tiny bit of like every day.
Yeah,
no, like I'm actually being serious. You know.
I think you should like not do anything else other than that and see if it does train you to improve at uni. That would be an amazing experiment to find out if it actually works. I would love to know.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I would say overrated. Okay. I wouldn't say the Zelda series as a whole is overrated, but I would say Majora's Mask is overrated. I think, Sam, I think you agree with me.
What, the
Majora's Mask is overrated.
Ooh.
I don't want to call it overrated.
I'm here, the angry comment.
The whole one angry comment.
How dare you upset my favourite game of all time? Oh, unsubscribe. Oh.
It's just like, for me, that game feels a bit too doom and gloom to make me feel I really want to get into it. Plus, my whole thing of backwards progression just drives me absolutely insane.
Yeah,
that was the thing. Well, I did like the darker atmosphere of it, I think, because the first time I played on it was on the 3DS. So that aspect may have not being as prevalent, I don't know.
I think you're just fine with any game. There's always going to be people who like it or people who will not like it.
I think in terms of what it did functionality-wise, the fact that it was more based on doing side missions than the actual main story most of that game.
I guess so,
It does sort of move you away from the actual game itself, maybe.
I could see the appeal of it. But personally, it's like, I don't know. It's just like Ocarina of Time was better, I think.
Yeah.
I personally agree, but I don't mind Majora's Mask. Is it?
No, I don't.
It's a good game.
It's a good game.
Zelda's like, it's one of those games like the series in general. Like Zelda, it's one of those games where like your best reaction is going to be like your first playthrough.
Every
single time after that, it's just kind of like, oh, I know how to do all the puzzles now. It's just kind of like, find the switch, it's over there, do this, kill the enemies, get the item.
For instance, Ocarina of Time is my first one, so I'm always going to say that's like the best, one of the best games I think I've played. But
yeah, that's why I like Twilight Princess.
If you try going back to like Link to the Past after playing that, it's quite difficult to enjoy that game, I think, sometimes.
I think for me, if I think about it, there's this whole timeline of all the games link up and stuff through the different stories. But it doesn't feel like when you play like one game and then you play the next game and then the next one, you're like, oh, that's from that, and oh my god, like, you really want to get into the next one. It sort of feels just a bit disjointed, like they've done it through lore and story, and I'm like, the drive for it isn't there as much for me. Like, when I play, I need to think of an example, like the Tales of series, there's certain games that link together, like Berseria and Zestiria, there's linking things, and it's like, it wants me to play the next part of the game, and like, then I want to go to the other one, and I'm like, oh, look, and there's that connection, and then there's that bit, and like, the stories link up, and it's just, it's that kind of thing that drives me to really want to know and play the next bit. Whereas, like, where Zelda is more about that game and that story, I'm just like...
Definitely.
I don't know.
I still love it.
I'm still trying to think of any other games that could be classed as underrated, though. It's like, it's quite a difficult one to push on.
Cooking Mama.
Okay.
That's a very underrated.
I was looking back over my library. I would say... If we were talking about the Wii U, I would say the most common one would be the Wonderful 101.
Oh, yes. Yeah, absolutely.
That is a cracking game. I want to give it another go. I hope it does come to the Switch, either as a sequel or...
Superb.
A sequel would be nice for that, definitely.
Wonderful 102. For that.
Yeah. really we can do. See where we're going with this.
For me, and Mickey, like, I don't think even you would like this, but, well, I don't think you'd were interested in it, but for me it'd have to be Tokyo Mirage Sessions.
Underrated,
yeah, not overrated. Yeah. Because I don't think it sold very well, which is kind
Here's
of
the thing, they initially advertised it as a Fire Emblem Shin Megami Tensei crossover, and like, nothing in that game represented Fire Emblem or Shin Megami Tensei. It was like Final Fantasy cross Weeboo dance idol battle with
like
some
Fire Emblem, like
with
Fire,
a few
Fire
Emblem
Fantasy
references.
Well, you do have the Mirages, but I do get that point. But for me, for someone that, like, I think if you ignore that aspect, though,
it's hard not to.
Yeah, fair enough. But like, for me, who's just like a more
it's
casual,
a big part of the game.
He's more like, more of a casual Fire Emblem fan. I personally enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I think
it's worth it. It's worth a try, but I'm not gonna say it's good or anything.
Well, I don't know. Well, I do think it's really cool. It's a really good game, personally. It's a really good JRPG. Definitely one of the.
But maybe I'll give it a go, and I'm completely wrong. But
yeah, I would say it is Weeber shit, you know. I am admitting that. You know, but it is a good game. It has some nice elements, and I think it is the best RPG on Switch, but then again, that's out of like only two.
Like Chronicles X.
Yeah, but like the problem I have with X was that I found there was too much going on. It was like, oh, so you got all this stuff and you got all that stuff, but I don't know what exactly to do. And there's just so much to sort out. I don't know if I'm going to be seeing...
It's a difficult one to put into the Western audience in the first place, but it sort of did its job quite well. But I can understand why you'd put that in the underrated section for that one, yeah, definitely.
What, Tokyo Mirage Sessions?
No, for Xenoblade sort of areas.
I wouldn't say Xenoblade is underrated. Because everyone's just like played that.
It's
like,
not a mass seller though. That's the thing.
It's not a mass seller.
It did
but
well, but
I'd say it was borderline.
Borderline, yeah.
If you asked anyone else what games on the Wii U you'd like to see on the Switch, and you said Xenoblade to them, I think a lot of people would just look at you and say, "What?" You know,
well,
it's
good
like,
news because there's Xenoblade 2 coming out.
Yeah, exactly.
I think you're judging from the point of like just a casual Wii U owner, but you're not talking about like a Nintendo fan.
But damn.
A Nintendo fan, they would know Xenoblade, I think.
Yeah.
They would be like,
yeah,
okay,
I suppose
Xenoblade's
you're right.
A big
it depends.
Deal.
It depends what sort of angle you're looking at. Yeah, I think you're right with that.
Well, So the way I've been judging it is by a Nintendo fan.
Yeah.
You know, because like, of course, like, Wonderful 101 in the general public, of course that's going to be underrated. If we're talking about games in general, then definitely. But in terms of like a Nintendo fan standpoint, what's in the community, I would say like Inazuma 11, that's definitely underrated. Whereas I would say...
I'm going to put one out there.
Okay.
We've played Breath of the Wild quite a lot now. Gone away through it.
Yeah.
Are we going to say that's overrated?
I was kind of getting at earlier. Right. Like, I've played it so much, but it's just like... big open world's like not much of a surprise anymore. It's just like, oh, round the corner here, there's a shrine, and oh, there's a chest here that has a big sword in it. Cool, I guess I'll get that in my next playthrough.
It's an excellent game, but are we going to say it's the best game ever made? Is which lots of people are saying. I think after playing it now and playing through it all, it's a massive game. There's lots to it. It's a high 90% game, absolutely.
Yeah,
but definitely. It's not a 100% perfect. Well,
kind of game would need like some form of replayability, like to keep you interested in it. Mm-hmm. And whether that's like more games being released, or like multiplayer, or like tons of like different ways you can play the game and stuff like that.
And this is why like the game, like the websites and blogs that do all these ratings are always kind of frustrating when you read them that way, because it's like.
Yeah.
Okay, on first glance, it probably did really well and interesting. But then 2-3 weeks later, will you change your scores? Like a month later, would you change your scores? It's like...
I guess... I don't know. I think here's the thing. I still have to finish it, but I've clocked in over 100 hours, so I'm not really too bothered.
Yeah,
but, like...
same, exactly.
We've all committed to it, and I think it shows that it's got stability and it's great. Like I said, I'm not denying it's an excellent game, but I'm just saying... Is it overrated from what its original score?
Its Metacritic score is 97, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fairly high.
But I believe that's just below Ocarina of Time, or somewhere around there.
Yeah, somewhere around the same sort of area.
Personally, for me, I preferred it more than Ocarina of Time.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know, I would say it's like... I wouldn't say it's the best game ever. Well, I don't know. Because I wouldn't know what would be the best game ever.
It's a difficult question. Yeah, it depends on what kind of games you like playing. Yeah. So everyone's different and it's always going to be
a high thing
if you like that game.
I would call it a masterpiece, to be fair. Like, sure, there are some flaws, but like in terms of like what it does, it's like a masterclass in design.
It was an interesting step forwards.
Yeah, it was like the Grand Theft Auto 5 of Zelda games. Basically, the best way I can describe it, to be honest. It's
now everyone in their arms played it. It's like, do you remember when it first came out and you were like, if you go to this point on the map, there's like
I think that's just what it is, you know, because so are you saying, like, your favourite game of all... like, your favourite single-player game of all time? You know all the secrets, so that's not going to mean the quality is going to decrease. It just means...
yeah.
Your reaction won't be there. I think... so, judging from that standpoint... you know, Breath of the Wild has to be a game you go in knowing hardly anything.
Yeah.
Like, if you want the full experience, that's the way to play it.
Maybe if you forget about it for a while and then come back.
Great discussion, though, off of one question. It's really, really intriguing. Yeah, it's like
nearly 2.5 hours.
I would say, I think it definitely does. Well, I wouldn't say no to that it deserves all the praise. You know, I wouldn't object greatly to being like, oh, this is the greatest game ever, because you know it does a lot of great things. I do think. There are some flaws, personally, but like in terms of just like what it is.
Let's swing it another direction, then.
Okay.
What about if we take, say, Pokemon Sun and Moon?
Okay.
When they first come out, they were also rated the same sort of thing, very highly, and everyone seemed to really enjoy them, and they're really good games. Would you say that would be overrated after playing it, or
possibly?
I don't know. Well, it depends on when you finished it, I guess.
Yeah, if Pokemon's more interesting because like there's
the multiplayer aspect, the meta, but like
and stuff like that.
It, yeah, in order to get
there's
like,
a lot more to do at the end after
like
you.
It takes
yeah,
like
yeah.
so much effort. Like, it take as a competitive player to get like a perfect Pokemon like without cheating. You're probably talking like I don't know, 2 hours worth of time, maybe 1 hour.
Yeah.
Just for a single Pokemon.
I wouldn't say like because that's the thing because of course like. As time goes on, you'll be on to other games.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, like, at release, you'll be like, holy shit, this is really exciting. And then a couple of weeks, you'll be on to next thing. But I don't think you necessarily forget the time that you had, though. If it's truly special, you won't forget the experience, I guess.
Has there ever been any game you've played through that people have rated really highly that you just didn't Ooh. Enjoy? As much. Maybe that's the best way to sort of word this, maybe.
Oh! Captain Toad Treasure Tracker. I don't think it's rated very highly, but, like, people are, like... People who are pushing for it push it very highly.
Hmm.
I'm just like, nah, it was cute, but it wasn't anything special. You know,
that's probably a good shout. Game.
It's one of those games where you beat it and move on, basically.
Hmm.
Unless you're like a big Toad fanatic, then it's the best game.
I would say, if I could bring it back to Breath of the Wild, relate it back, I would say Skyward Sword as well. That's probably been... Because like, well for me, that was
I
a game...
I like Skyward Sword.
Yeah, I did too, but like, I'm thinking of replaying it just because it may be because of nostalgia, because that was like... Because
it's been a few years,
Yeah, it's been like about... 5 years since I last played it. That was a game that made me want that was a game that made me want to go into game journalism.
Damn.
So I want to see if the same quality stands up but I think people, it's not a case of how do we feel about it now. I think people have been looking back and being like, okay, this aspect of the game actually sucks. Whereas Breath of the Wild, I think people will still always be, I don't know, people will probably develop some ideas towards it, towards
it's
Breath of the Wild over time.
It is difficult. Yeah, it is, that game is especially difficult to sort of judge on what level you would say it deserves to be, but it is, I'm not denying anything, but the fact it's an excellent game, but it's just like, could it have done something better at the end to make you always want it to play it again? Do you want to play it over again after
Breath of the Wild?
I
wouldn't say no. But I mean, about it this way. Not right now,
I've been
through hundreds of times and completed hundreds of times, but I don't think I would want to go back through Breath of the Wild too many times, you know?
Yeah.
It
would kind of lose its charm after a while.
Yeah, exactly.
It would be exciting anymore. It would just be kind of like a regime.
I agree with that. Yeah, now you mentioned, because like Ocarina of Time had a story, didn't it? You had like Kokiri Forest, you had Saria Song, you got Gerudo Valley, you got Death Mountain, you got the fight with Ganondorf, the first meeting with Ganondorf. It was like, with Breath of the Wild, I've not seen that much. Like,
hey, there's a giant purple snake thing, go beat it, or just take 2 years to get there and then do it.
Yeah. Okay. So I do get that bit, but Breath of the Wild is definitely.
I'll
probably play it again in a couple years. Well, in a good couple years. It's not something to immediately play again, but then again, it's like I put in 105 hours into it.
Fair play.
And I still haven't finished it.
We'll be here all day otherwise.
Yeah. It's already like too long.
So thank you very much for the question from Topic Nintendo. You can check them out on that. They're also a podcast. You can check out their podcast on iTunes and or Apple Podcasts, whatever you want to call it, and also available on YouTube. And check out their Twitter pages for more information. So shout outs, everybody. Have we got any shout outs we'd like to start off with? Anyone? Shall I go first?
Go.
Okay, I've just got the one shout out this week. A friend of ours creates games in Southampton. He's got a game
out now on PC and PS4 and Xbox. This is 88 Heroes, a game where you basically are 88 different heroes, and you go through these stages trying to defeat this like boss and get to the end of the stage in as many ways as quick as possible. It's sort of a time trial meets boss rush meets platformer kind of game, and it's a very interesting thing to go through. They've also just announced that they will be bringing it to the Nintendo Switch, so look out for that in the near future. As soon as I've got more information, I will let everyone know what's going on with that. I will try and ask if I can get an interview with some of the guys. Maybe they'll be like willing to do that maybe for us. But yeah, if you want to check out more, if you can go on their Twitter pages at 88 Heroes Game, or you can go on the developer page, which is at Bitmap Bureau, which is both on Twitter and also on Facebook, I believe, as well. So yeah, if anyone can like go on their page and retweet a few of their Switch links and things, I'd be very grateful and very thankful. Mm. I'm trying to get them a bit more advertising for the fact they got a new Switch game coming. And they also have the extra DLC pack, which adds an extra 10 heroes into the game. And I know there's a lot of indie characters coming to the game, including Rusty from SteamWorld Dig. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So that's pretty cool. They've got another extra character from another game. And they've also got a ninja they're adding, which is from their another upcoming game they have coming in the future, which is called Ninja Showdown. Basically, it's the best way I can describe it is Smash Bros, but with ninjas. And it's very quick and very intense. It's sort of a mixture of like that and maybe Duck Game as well, if you've played Duck Game. It's very, very sort of similar to that in a way. Yeah, good fun. So yeah, please go check it out, guys. And as soon as I know release date, I'll let everyone know. So cool. I'll pass on to the wonderful Matthew.
Hey. I'm just going to give a small shout out to Mickey as well. I guess, joining. Yagisa, she's the person behind the Final Smash comic, which are very funny. I find they're themed around Smash Brothers characters. I often find them really good quality, but she's doing a project right now called the FV Compendium, which is just this massive gallery of every Fire Emblem character that has ever existed.
If you bear with me, I'll get the website. Yeah. I think 704 characters to draw.
Yes, so that is drawn by the whole community. Mickey's on it.
I'm on it.
I wish I could draw, but I can't. If I did, it would just be for jokes.
Well,
it'd be like...
to be fair, I can't draw as well as half of like the other people on here.
Yeah, but like I don't even have like the equipment. I would just draw like a derpy like icon.
They have a website called fecompendium.com, and you can look in their gallery of like character illustrations they've already submitted. If anyone's interested, I'd say take a look at Ryoma and Innis. Those are like two illustrations I've seen by people that like they are amazing, especially Ryoma.
We'll make sure we have those links in the description, so if you do want to check it out, down there somewhere.
That is just poor. I wish I was that good at drawing. So maybe once I finish uni, I'll
out of the 704 characters, 516 have been completed.
Yeah. And I'm working on one of them.
Yeah, Mickey's
nice. One of them.
Yeah. So is Anna, actually.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Is that all the shout-outs, Mickey? Do you have any others?
Do I have any shout-outs? I need to think. No, I'd say just the Compendium project, and I'll get the drawing done as soon as possible.
Cool. Matt, is that all yours? Or?
Yeah, just Yagisa, cool. Really.
So we'll move to Sam.
Yep. Shout out. I'm planning to do it more for these guys. For Street Pass or Nintendo Players Blazing Stoke. They do have a Discord as well, which they do try to regularly have some games going. Like, they try and do theme nights if they can. Just depends on everybody's availability. But there's still people there. You can even just give them shouts to say, oh, it's in one of the game. It's a great community. Bit of banter, bit of a laugh. You'll be able to find it on their Facebook page for the link. Or if not, give them a shout and they can send you a link. A shout out to... Well, basically, people at Insomnia 61. Everybody was really friendly, really lovely. I had a really good time. And even though I lost really badly, oh god, there was some insane, like, robot wars going on as well. It was brilliant.
I heard something about a banana and a monkey about that. I don't know what that was all.
Basically, there's a robot that was, like, covered in fur and had a monkey head, and there was like a big inflatable banana on the front, and it was it spanked the monkey. And basically this robot was basically for laughs. And the basically it started to get a bit beat up. It was funny, and then the banana flew off and got sucked into this rotor mechanism of a really expensive robot and beat the robot. And this robot come all the way from the Netherlands to compete, and they went off quite salty. It was hilarious. I was crying in laughter. Exactly. So yeah, just like everybody in Insomnia was amazing. And all the people at Nintendo were lovely at the Nintendo booths. Just they're great to chat to, and they'd been there all weekend. It was must have drained them, but they all positive right into the end. And obviously to Mr. Bowden, James Bowden, thank you for being such a great host. It was nice to catch up with you and stuff. Always check out his little misadventures on Twitter, which is at Delaganash, if I've got that right. And then my final one is to, well, probably like two of my favorite YouTube channels, is just Game Grumps and Jacksepticeye, because me and Jack are going to go see them live in London for their tour. I'm super excited. I mean, I've watched Game Grumps since the channel launched. God, back when it was like they played like Mega Man and Goof Troop.
Oh my god.
And then
god.
It just kind of took off from that. Yeah, that's when one of the first video things they did. And I was glued to the channel, and I always have been. So I really can't wait to go watch them live, because it's been like a real big thing for me to go see them live. Let alone if I could get to meet them, which would be amazing. So, yeah. And Jacksepticeye is brilliant as well. Sorry, Matt, what did you want to say?
I've just seen the seats. The lowest is £71. I feel like I've been too late. So. Yeah, I was too late on that. I have uni the next day, so I don't think.
Yeah, don't do it.
Anyway.
I did something kind of like that. There was a Pokemon tournament in London like 2 weeks after Sun and Moon came out, and I spent like 2 weeks making my Pokemon team instead of doing my uni work. And when I got back, I was just like, oh, I haven't done it yet. Crap. And I had to like rush for it all, and oh my god, it was a nightmare. Not doing that again.
Yeah. But yeah, it looks like it'd be fun, so have a good time, guys.
Yeah, we will. I'm sure we will.
Lots of photos.
We will try. We're not in stitches.
We're taking Rich with us as well, who will hopefully be on the next episode of Nintendo Podcast System to talk all about music in video games, because he's very heavy into the music scene. So,
If you are paying to our Twitter page, you will notice that like I asked for your favourite video game soundtracks. So that was going to be a feature this time, but
we've delayed it. So if you do have any you want to announce that your favourite video game music, and we might not necessarily know what it is.
We'll do it next week.
do it next week and just send us to on Twitter, on Facebook, wherever. You know, just...
probably won't be here.
Oh, you can still message us and say what's your favourite. What's your favourite music now, Mickey? Let us what's your favourite? You choose one song.
I will tweet it to you at Nintendo Podcast or whatever your Twitter is.
Nintendo for N Podcast System is our Twitter handle. If you want to tweet us,
great plug there.
And also on Facebook as well. So,
give me.
Do you mean like?
Sorry, I was going to say, do you mean like soundtrack in general or like just like a particular song from
a
game?
If you say like a particular song or...
anything really,
A soundtrack, the whole soundtrack, if you want to choose a whole soundtrack, that's perfectly fine. Mm. Smash Bros is not allowed because that's cheating, Lee. That's cheating.
I didn't think about that.
God damn it, Lee.
But even though all the music in Smash Bros is excellent, so...
That's true.
Yes.
So, Mickey, you were given the opportunity to choose music throughout the podcast. What was the intro music? Do you remember?
The intro, I believe, was... What was it? Hold on,
hang on, he's copying the link.
Let me try and remember.
We've got links, but he can't remember what he posted.
Oh,
so.
It was from the Sonic Mania pre-order trailer from Hyper Potions.
Oh, very nice song. Oh, very good. I've used that in my YouTube videos for Sonic Mania coming up next week, so that'd be cool. And what was the transition you used in between?
I need to copy and paste that one as well.
Oh, I think it was Delfino Plaza.
It was Delfino Plaza. Oh my god, yeah.
Delfino Plaza was in between, and the ending music.
And the ending one, I remember. It was Guffy,
to follow.
Guffy Galaxy from Mario Galaxy 1.
I think I need to find a good jingle within Delfino Plaza though.
It was Guffy Garden Galaxy from Super Mario Galaxy.
Very nice, very nice. Very good choices. Okay, so Mickey, where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me at Twitter at FalcoMickey, FalcoMicky, all one word. Or you can look at my illustration work at falcomickey.tumblr.com.
Anything else? Is that everything?
I feel like that's it.
Cool. Where can people find you, Sam?
People can find me on Twitter at SamSpade_UK. You can also find me moaning about in some of the Nintendo Player channels on Facebook as well as Twitter. And that's about it. That's where I am at the moment.
That's all you are.
Matthew, where can people find you?
I'm not going to say that because I don't want strangers coming to my house, but on the internet, you can find me on Twitter at AceGibbo, ACEGIBBO. Bingo was his name, O. On YouTube, you can find my channel, AceGibbo, again. I don't really post there all that often because I don't know what exactly to post. I've still gone Elgato that I've never
used. And with uni coming up, you're not going
to. Exactly, and I don't want to. Talk in front of a microphone with my doormates.
That's camera is dead.
Yeah. It had a good run of like 5 videos, but I'll keep it up anyway, just in case. You can find me writing for VGTribune.com, and I would say Nintendo Prime, but it's out because unfortunately the guy in charge of it, Nate. He doesn't have enough money to pay the fee or for the service to get it on the site. So that's a bit of a bummer because I was planning on doing a massive ranking of every single Mario Kart 8 track.
Oh lord, that's
you could still do that.
Yeah, I have. So yeah. I'll probably be posting that to VG Tribune now because I haven't posted that in a while, and I've still got this one review that I still need to work on. Like, what else? So you can find me on Future Tribune and Nintendo Prime. Stick with me on Twitter just in case if I do start a blog of my own. Who knows? Anyway, Jack, where can people find you?
People can find me at Gawny7789. That's at GAWNY7789 on Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. I'm also sort of all over the place with other groups and things on Facebook. We do have a Nintendo Podcast System one on there, which is slowly getting extra people added onto it. You can also find the podcast at NPodcast System on Twitter and Facebook, and also on iTunes and YouTube. So if you've got any chance of free time, please check out some of our older videos and episodes if you haven't already seen them or listened to them. And other than that, I think that's pretty much it, isn't it, guys? Anything else to say?
I've just looked at the NPodcast Twitter and I've just realised all four of us are in the header picture.
We are all on there. So if you want to see what our
Switch launch,
if you want to see what our faces look like, go on there.
Sam, so, Jack, okay. Matt, me.
Cool.
Nice.
And with that, it's time to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Good day.
Goodbye. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Happy gaming.
Happy gaming.
Happy gaming.
I'm not saying it.